Sitters Lippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. We began the Amida, Shmona Esrei, Hashem Society of Tach. We talked about the three steps forward and we talked about the significance of bowing. Before we continue with describing the opening words, Baruch, Atah, and Hashem, words we say throughout, words we've already explored in the context of Birchas HaShachar, Psukei Dezimra, I saw something fascinating I thought it was worthwhile to mention, particularly on the cusp of Rosh Hashanah. The Pnei Menachem, the Heiliger 7th Rebbe of Ger, the Pinchas Menachem Alter, when he passed away, when he was Nifter, when he left this world, in his possession he had 200 Siddurim. Turned out, he didn't have so many Siddurim because he was compiling Siddur snippets to share with the Hasidim of Ger. He had it because he frequently switched out his Siddur in order to bring a freshness and a newness, in order to break up the monotony in the rote. When we use the same Siddur where the words are in the same place, we expect them and they're the same size and the layout is what we're used to, we can enter a trance where we're not even paying attention. And one of the ways to improve or inspire our davening is we know his chadshus, newness, freshness, to mix things up. And I thought it was fascinating that here the Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, himself had to employ or chose to employ rotating or invoking many, many siddurim. If you do the math, how often he switched it out, 200 siddurim or so, in order to keep his davening fresh and new. So the Amidah, the opening word we use, is the word Baruch. Again, earlier in Siddur snippets, go all the way back to Birchas HaShachar. We spoke about it at length, just to remind you, particularly the Rashba. The Rashba in Tshuva Simitovch of Dalet writes, V'chein yinyin ha-bracha, sh'ako yivarchu v'yodu lomar shehu ha-mevorach, kei me'ito kol ha-brachos. When we say Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, God, opening words of the Amidah, opening words of every single bracha. What do we mean, blessed are you, God? Are we all of a sudden Chassidus Rebbes? We're giving God brachas? Kadosh Baruch Hu, k'siv v'chsim ateva, you should be gesund, Hashem, you should have a good year, sweet, happy, healthy, prosper. We're in a position to give God brachas? We're giving Him a bracha, a blessing? What does it mean, Baruch Atah, blessed are you, God? So the Rashba explains what it means, not blessed are you that we're giving Him a blessing, but you are the source of all blessing. Baruch Atah Hashem means all brachas emanate, every blessing, everything in this world, it comes from you. And included in a bracha is the admission, is the concession that Hashem, you rule, you're sovereign, you are in charge of everything. Hatova Ametiv. The Gemara in Bracha says, person has to acknowledge. And it's not a coincidence, the same word bracha is used in both places, points out the Rashba. You have to be mevorach, you have to make a bracha. Person wins the lottery. Literally, I saw someone just claim that $1 billion lottery. You win the lottery, anonymously, but you win the lottery. Literally or metaphorically, you win the lottery in life every day that you wake up and you're alive and you're breathing. You win the lottery of life if you're happily married. If you have children, win the lottery of life. You make a bracha, I'll tell you, make a bracha on the good. But also, kishem, you similarly have to make a bracha on the bad, on the raw. Why do we use the same word? You have to make a bracha. And the Rashba explains because the word bracha means it all comes from Him. Like a brechas mayim, like a flow of water, like a river, like a stream. A brecha in modern Hebrew is a stream. Everything flows from Him. What we perceive as good, what we perceive as bad, what is pleasurable, what is painful, what we want, and what we'd rather live without. It's all from Him. Baruch Atah and Brecha. It all flows from you. Sha'abracha milashem brechas mayim, v'shal tenusu yisbarach l'tifsak le'olam. It never ends. V'usha amar David, Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. Baruch Hashem li'olam, you are the source of the flow of everything into this world. Whatever we experience, whatever we have, whatever we're lacking, the good, the bad, and the ugly, from our perspective, it all comes from you. Baruch Hashem li'olam, it is from you forever. And that's what we're saying. Baruch Atah Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of all bracha. And the more that we acknowledge that, and the more we concede that, and the more we recognize that, and the more that we declare that, the more bracha will flow. The more the bracha will flow. Kol ha-mevarech, mizbarech, says the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Ches. The more we acknowledge brachas from Hashem, the more that bracha will flow down to us. It showed, thought I'd share, not directly connected, but appropriate also for this time of year. I saw a very fascinating thing in Rav Shmuel Tal, Rosh Hashiva of Torah Sachayim, Torah Tachayim in Israel, in a sefer on Elul and Tishrei on the Yamim Noraim, he says the following. We say every morning, every evening, L'David Hashem, and at the end we say, Kavel Hashem Chazak V'yameitz Libecha, v'kaveh el Hashem. What does the word kaveh mean? Hope. Except kaveh is a funny formulation of the word hope. Kaveh. Kaveh means hope. So he says, kaveh means hope, just as the verb form, tzaveh. What does tzaveh mean? To activate a tzav, to command. So kaveh means to activate a kav. What's a kav? A line. Kav is a line. Kaveh means draw a line from you to Hashem. Kaveh, when you put hope in Him, you're drawing a line, you're making a connection, you're creating a link, you're drawing a straight line from you to Hashem. So as we go through this time, David HaMelech was telling us, really any time, but especially this time we say these words, what we're saying is a spiritual line that connects us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ambition for us. Connects us and Hashem. And Chazal tell us what happens. You put your hope in Him, you daven to Him, and you don't feel connected. What do? Kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha, the kaveh el Hashem, Mr. Senders, zol zayin gesund und stark. We'll have to quote this every year. You daven, and you feel you weren't connected. That line wasn't drawn, it was severed. It didn't make it all the way to Him. So what do? Chazak v'yameitz libecha, double down. Find the courage. The kaveh el Hashem. Activate the kav again. Draw the line again. Tzave is to activate a tzav. Kaveh is to activate a kav. Kaveh, this time of year, we're trying to create that line. We should have more kavana than ever on that word baruch, that you are the source of all bracha. We're drawing a line from us to you to recognize that everything in this world, what we want and welcome and what we wish we didn't have, kashem shemavarchan ala tov, mavarchan ala ra, all of it, baruch atah. Kashem shemavarchan, the bracha, it's all from you. Hopefully we'll make a hatova metiv only and no other brachas.